Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about Donald the comb-over Trump, who has proven to be more annoying to the Republican Party than a mouse stuck in an air conditioning unit. He's like that piece of popcorn that gets caught in the back of your molars and you can't get it out even with a toothpick. More grating than the Cars for Kids commercial. The real estate developer recently announced that if the GOP big boys don't stop saying mean things about him, he might just consider running as a third-party candidate. Better be real nice to me or I'll poop on your parade, is pretty much the billionaire's threat. Other professions might call this extortion, but with these guys, it's just politics. And effective, as it resurrects uncomfortable memories in 1992 when GOP party stalwarts still blame Ross Perot for depriving Jeb Bush's daddy of a second term. Over on the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders vowed never to run as a third-party candidate, but that was before he started drawing crowds like a rock star. A 73-year-old socialist rock star, but a rock star nonetheless, without the leather pants. Thank God. And if he loses the Democratic nomination, Senator Sanders just might return to his independent ways and run on the Vermont loon ticket. And besides, by that time, he might be a fourth party candidate. Then you consider that Ralph Nader is only 8 years older than Bernie, so maybe we could convince him to return to the fray. And Pat Buchanan obviously still has things to say. And pretty soon we could be just like one of those third world countries that have like 18 candidates and the winner forms a coalition party with some of the also-rans, and then they're forced to actually compromise. Nah, you're right. Never gonna happen here. For Will Durst.com, I'm Will Durst.